Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, the show that was created so that you would have a place to ask the questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to have, the answers that can actually help you to make that change. I had an interesting experience this morning. I know I always say that we create whatever it is we're experiencing, that our thoughts have power and all of that, and so I decided, you know, to just kind of prove it to myself. So I sleep in the room with a ceiling fan, and the ceiling fan makes this noise, and it's not a soft noise, it's actually a loud noise, and it took me a little while to even get used to the noise so I could sleep in the room with the ceiling fan. So I was talking on the phone with someone yesterday, and they said, oh, you're busy. I can hear all this background noise. And what they could hear was that ceiling fan. So this morning I was doing some releasing while I was laying on the bed, and I thought, okay, I'm going to see how I can actually affect something with my thoughts. So I started doing the fast EFT on the ceiling fan. And I was, you know, tapping and saying, okay, I'm releasing the need to have this ceiling fan make noise. I'm letting the ceiling fan let go of its noise. And I did all this for about 5 minutes, and I said the ceiling fan was quiet. I don't know if you can hear that now because they're actually outside working on the street, but usually there was this kink, kink, kink noise in the background, and now that noise is gone. And the only thing I did was tap on myself doing the fast EFT. One of the funny things I noticed is that when I started listening for the noise, it would come back a little. Not as loud as it had been, but it would come back a little because I was expecting it to be there. There's a part of me that says the ceiling fan is supposed to make noise. So then I got to clear that particular belief as well. And now that ceiling fan is amazingly quiet, and I find that humorous and a little scary because it means that my thoughts, my beliefs really do create what I experience. And even though on a conscious level I knew that, this is like taking it to a whole new level. So now I really don't have any excuse for ever having anything be other than the way I actually desire it to be. And that's a little scary, too. So guess what I get to tap on next. So today's show is supposed to be on energy healing. And originally, I think when I put that title in there, I was thinking of things like Reiki and the hands-on kind of energy healing. But I've come to realize that all healing, well, actually everything, is energy. So there really is no difference, no separation between one kind of healing and another kind of healing. Even when I'm doing the faster EFT, that's still energy that's being affected. The energy of my thoughts, the energy of my beliefs, and the way that that has an impact on my surroundings and on me. So the whole thing with the ceiling fan was showing me that, yes, I am connected. I'm connected to the ceiling fan. I'm connected to everything. And we all are. There is no separation. So when you're doing the energy healing or receiving the energy healing, you want to make sure that you are working with someone, first of all, who is using divine energy, not their own energy. I've had some people try to give me Reiki energy, and my body would not accept it because there was so much of their energy in with it, and I didn't want their energy. And I don't give people my energy when I'm doing Reiki or any kind of healing because, frankly, you guys don't need my energy. The energy that you're connecting with is divine energy, the energy that is pure and can actually assist you in your life. My energy has all of my clutter in it, so you really don't want that. So when you're choosing someone to have any kind of energy healing session with, check in with your intuition, your gut, your guidance, whatever name you want to give it, and make sure that that is the right person for you. Because it does make a difference as far as where the person is getting the energy from. I've talked to people, you know, who do energy healing, and they're like, oh, at the end of the day, I'm just so tired. And that's because they're putting their own energy into the people they're working with. I've never felt tired after giving anyone any kind of energy healing session. I feel rejuvenated and invigorated because I'm getting the energy too. So that's something you want to look at when you are getting into receiving or even giving energy healing. Now, like I said, any kind of healing that you get is actually energy healing. Like the faster EFT, even though I'm tapping on myself, it does work with my energy. It works with my thoughts, my beliefs, and that's all energy. It's not like I can show you a concrete place where I keep some beliefs. You know, it's all energy. And when you're working with someone who has cleared themselves to get themselves out of the way, then you will have better results because, again, you don't have to go through their clutter to get your results. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes when you go and you get any kind of, the new modalities of healing, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for you. Make sure that, you know, it's not the energy of the healer, the person who is doing the work. Because we all have our stuff. That's who we are. We've all come here to learn our different lessons. It is learning to talk. And if you're working with someone who is ignoring their lessons, ignoring what it is they are meant to do for themselves, then the energy that you are getting from that person is not going to be as high as the energy you would get from someone who's actually connecting with their own guidance, who's actually changing their own life. So that's just something that your guidance wants you to keep in mind when you are dealing with anyone concerning energy healing. Energy healing can be very effective. It doesn't work in the same way, let's say, something like faster EFT. Getting Reiki can have a a profound effect on you, but it's set up the whole way that it was, the whole way that it was set up was different than being consciously aware that you are changing your thoughts. So it's working, it's coming at your issues from a different level. I'm not sure that I'm making sense. Let me think of a way to say this. Okay. It's like, let's say, flood. Okay. And you are working to prevent your home from being affected by the flood. Well, you can put out the sandbags, you know, and that will temporarily divert the water. But if you actually want a long-lasting, a more permanent solution to flooding, then correcting or damming the river or correcting the flow or however, whatever works for you, would be a different way of doing it. It would not work for your temporary solution if it were flooding right this minute, but it would be a long-term solution. So in some ways, the Reiki is like the sandbags. You know, it's a temporary solution, although for some people it is a more profound solution than that. But releasing or clearing out the thoughts within you that actually created the problem to begin with will give you the permanent solution. So you might want to combine Reiki with a different kind of modality that actually helps you to change your beliefs, to change your thoughts. So then you no longer have, you know, that pain that keeps coming back because there's nothing within you that would believe that you needed to have that pain anymore. Oftentimes, we look for something that's going to work right now. You know, we see an issue in our lives, in our bodies, whatever, and we want something that's going to work right now. We've decided that that's what we need. And there are other choices. You know, you can do something that's going to work right now, and that's absolutely fine, but you can also do something that's actually going to eliminate the problem, so then you don't have to experience the same thing over and over and over and over. And we do that in our lives. We just go through the same thing over and over and over and over, and we keep, you know, asking, well, why does this keep happening to me? But we don't actually go to the source, which is within us, which is within our belief. And if you change your belief, then you no longer are in that pattern that says this has to happen over and over and over. You can actually let it go so that it no longer needs to happen in your life at all. So energy healing, there's so many different types, and some of them work for some people and some of them don't work for some people, and you can check out the different modalities and find what actually works for you. It also makes a difference who you are working with. Because like I said, if you're working with someone who hasn't cleared their stuff, who is still stuck in their beliefs, then they're not going to be as effective with you because their stuff is going to be, you know, part of what they're doing. It's like if you were working with someone who didn't actually believe that what they did worked, then you're less likely to receive the benefit because they have walls up that actually keep it from working for you because they don't believe it. And there are, I don't want to say a lot, but there are healers out there who really don't believe in their own ability to do what they're doing, or in the ability of what they're doing to actually work. So that's just something you can check in with your own intuition, your own guidance when you're thinking of working with someone. And you can ask, you know, is this the right person for me? Is this actually going to work for me? Whatever, however you want to phrase. We have so many limiting beliefs about ourselves. And actually getting to know those limiting beliefs that we have and letting those go, that's how we have the biggest changes in our lives. That's how we stop those patterns that we keep getting stuck in, because we are actually letting them go. And once you clear it out, it's gone. Unless, of course, you've got, you know, all these connecting beliefs. And we do have connecting beliefs. You've heard the analogy of us being like an onion, and we all have layers, and we do. And some people's layers are, you know, like the super thin layer, and some people's layers are those really thick layers that take forever, it seems like, to get through. And just because you have layers doesn't mean that you have all of these difficulties, unless, of course, you believe you have all of these difficulties, in which case you're absolutely right. I just love the way it all works, so that we are always right, even when what we're right about is what we actually don't want. But that's okay. That's just part of what makes life an interesting experience. And this is really, if you want to look at it this way, this is really just a game that we are playing, that we are being a part of. And it's a game that we came into, that we established before we were born. Okay, this is what I'm going to do in the game this time around. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, then fine, this is your only time. But you get to establish all of these guidelines and rules, and you get to decide who it is you're going to let play this part and this part, because you always have so many different parts of your soul family who really step up because they want to help you. They want to be a part of your game. They want to help you learn the things that you have come to learn in this lifetime. So even those people that you absolutely despise because they really get on your nerves, they are just players in your game. They are there for you to see what it is within you that you are avoiding and saying it's them, because it's never them. It's always you. People reflect back to you what you believe. And that's the absolute truth. So those people that you find completely and totally upsetting and irritating, they are reflecting something within you, something that you believe about you, something that you may be running away from about yourself. And when you recognize that beautiful benefit that they're bringing into your life, and you start to release those beliefs, then, you know, you're really playing the game, and you're changing things, and you're changing yourself, and you're changing the way that you react to them or to life or to anything, because we really are the ones who have that power. And it really is about us. No matter what somebody told you or what you've been believing in the past, it really is about you. It's your life. It's about you. And it can be wonderful, and it can be beautiful, and it can be incredible, and it can be miserable, and it can be filled with suffering and blah, 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 blah. So it really is our choice. It's always our choice. But know that. And I cannot type and talk at the same time. But it's important for us to allow ourselves to see. And seeing is one of those things that a lot of people really don't want to do. I was one of those people that really didn't want to see. I spent most of my life working really hard not to see. And to think that everything that ever went wrong was because of this person or that person or this situation or society or the government or, you know, you name it, I decided that they were the ones who were screwing up my life. And now I realize it wasn't them. It was me. It's always me. Because I am the one making choices in every moment of my existence. I am the one who has that power. So it's me. And now that I accept that it's me, then I have more freedom. I have more freedom to create what I really want to experience. I have more freedom to let go of what I don't want to experience anymore. I have the freedom to see the things that I am being shown. And we are each and every one of us always, in every moment, being shown something. But most of the time we don't see it. And the more you release those old beliefs, the more you give yourself the freedom to see what is there. So a week or a couple of weeks ago, I was guided to get a book. And the book is called The Secret Language of Your Body. And this book didn't turn out to be what I expected. You know, I expected, I don't know what I expected. So it didn't turn out to be that. But it's a wonderful book. And if you want to have a better understanding of what your body is telling you in pain and difficulties, then this book tells you what it means depending on the area that it's in, what it means depending on what the emotion is, what kind of negative emotions you have attached to it, what's going on within you, what it is that you can do to let go of something that you feel is running your life or having a negative impact on your life. And I've shared some of the things in this book with some other people, and I've looked at some of the things in this book for me. So, for instance, it says for arthritis, it means that you're holding on to anger and resentment from the past, carrying guilt, remorse, and shame, difficulty forgiving yourself and others, complaining about life, worrying but not wanting to make changes, feeling stuck and limited. And you think about the way arthritis people, you know, it stiffens their joints. It makes them stuck and limited. So there really is a connection, of course, between what we think and what we experience, including what we experience from our bodies. So if you are feeling, you know, stuck and limited and you're starting to have joint pains, then that's an indication that you really probably need to let go of anger and resentment, that you need to be more forgiving, more open, because the more open and relaxed you are, the more open and relaxed your body will be and your joints will be. So you can kind of see that it really is all connected. So if you go to an energy healer, let's say, and you have Reiki done on your joints and, you know, your fingers start working or your knees or whatever it is, and you start feeling better, then they are releasing that accumulation of garbage that you've been storing in your joints. You should also be looking at your beliefs so that you can change those, so that you can let that go, so then you don't need to accumulate those things in your joints, and then there's absolutely no need for you to have the arthritis. You know, it's like you've always heard that if you have something like, they always say that cancer represents something that's been eating away at you, because literally it is destroying your body. So when you look up cancer in here, it says feeling limited, angry, fearful, out of control, carrying wounds from the past, not feeling good enough, shrinking inside and attacking yourself from within. Feelings like guilt, grief, and uncertainty are eating away at your body. You're on guard, never able to relax and let go, often pushing yourself to do more than you can handle, trying to please others, and constantly seeking approval. So, again, that's about hanging on to things and stuffing them in you. And depending on, you know, the area of your body, like they say, we usually store anger in our livers. And it's funny because I've always, for the last several years, I would get these moments when I would feel this intense pain in my liver. And if you asked me if I was angry, I would have told you no, because I did not consciously know that I was angry. But I've been working on releasing anger, and since I've done that, I've noticed that those pains don't show up, because that was what was causing it. I was angry, and since I wouldn't express it, I wouldn't let it out, I wouldn't even acknowledge that it was there, I said, okay, we'll just go and hang out in your liver. Because everything stays with you unless you let it go. So even the things that happened to you when you were a baby that you don't even remember, they're still having an impact on your life. That's part of that pattern that you see in your life, those things that happen over and over and over and over. So when you start releasing those things, then you're releasing it from everywhere that you've been storing it. And if you're having problems with your liver, you might want to work on letting go of anger. Now, this book does give you things to say to let go. Let me find it. Okay, so it gives you a process for releasing anger. And I'll just do anger because anger was in everything that I've mentioned so far. Apparently, we're really angry people. Okay, so it says place your hands on the part of your body where you feel anger most intensely. Breathe into the area for a few moments, allowing any emotion to rise to the surface with little resistance. Relax your hands and say, divine healing intelligence, pour the orange-red flame of purification into every aspect of my being that is holding on to anger, hatred, hurt, and thoughts of revenge. Please dissolve all feelings of fear, numbness, rage, and judgment. Allow me to find new healing ways to express and let go of anger. Help me to realize that anger is not who I am. It is an emotion I have bought into and have been afraid to release. But now I am ready for something better, softer, and healthier. I am willing to transform anger into peace. Thank you. Then you repeat the word clear several times, just commanding your body to let it go. And then you can just imagine your whole body is filled with orange-red flame moving through your mind, your body, your emotions, your energy fields, just dissolving all those negative thoughts, words, feelings, memories, and images of anger, rage, superiority, judgment, numbness, and fear. And so it's just a way of clearing that stuff up, of letting it go. so that you don't have to experience what it's doing to you. Because, you know, things build up over time, and you think, okay, I'm absolutely fine, and then one day you go to the doctor and they say, okay, you're not fine, this is what's wrong with you, and you're like, oh, I've never had any problems, I don't know where this came from, is it hereditary? Well, actually, it comes from your thoughts. It comes from whether or not you are truly acknowledging you, whether or not you are truly allowing yourself to recognize what you feel and making a conscious choice about what you choose to feel. So it's not a matter of, you know, you've been cursed or because you had bad genes or whatever stories you might have been told. It's about you. It's about what you believe. It's about what you have been creating. And I don't mean this in a blaming way, saying, oh, well, if you hadn't done this, then your life would have been so much better. I'm saying it in a way that shows that you really are the one responsible for what you experience. And you can change it. And you can change it by letting go of those negative emotions that you keep storing up in your body, whether it's storing it in your joints or storing it by having, for some reason, the image of hair falling out is coming. Okay. Whether a belief that you have that says you're going to go bald. You know, your father was bald, your mother was bald, so obviously you're going to be bald. That's still a belief. And you can change that belief. You don't have to feel like you're stuck with any belief. You can make those changes at any time. It's just a matter of looking within yourself or working with someone who's going to help you look within yourself so you can recognize what it is that you are believing, what it is that is creating your life the way it is now, so that you can start letting go of those beliefs and changing your creation. And remember, this works not just on your body or your aura or your spirit. It works on anything. Like when I was doing the faster EFT on the ceiling fan. It's not like the ceiling fan has points for me to tap on, and I wasn't going to get up there and tap on the thing anyway. But it was my beliefs about what it was supposed to sound like that made a difference. And when I let go of the whole idea that it was supposed to make that really loud noise, it stopped making the noise. I didn't oil it. I didn't touch it. I didn't change any of the bearings or anything like that. All I did was tap on me, and that affected the ceiling fan. And now it's much more quiet. So we have all of these reasons why we don't make the changes that we want to make in our lives. And it's time to let those reasons go, to release that, so that you don't ever have to be stuck in any way, shape, or form, that you can be open to allowing yourself to evolve, to become who you truly want to become, to have freedom. I know that for me, freedom is a big thing. I like the idea of being free, of being able to make my own choices in every moment, of creating a life that I truly desire, that I can truly love. That's one of my goals. And so the things that I do, the things that I learn, it's all part of achieving my goal. And as I work on myself and bring more and more freedom to me, it makes it easier for me to work with other people and bring more and more freedom to them because I don't have those limitations for me, so I don't really have those limitations for you. And we can both become more and more free. Life is really meant to be this incredibly interesting and wonderful adventure where we are growing and learning and evolving and becoming. And it's allowed to be fun, and it's allowed to be an absolute joyride. But we haven't been taught that. We've been taught that we have to work hard, that we have to suffer, that we have to struggle, that we have to do without, that if we have something, that means that somebody else doesn't have it. And so by becoming more prosperous, we're actually causing someone else to go into poverty. And that's not true. That's just one of those beliefs in lack and limitations that we are taught. And I know that we are taught those things because there are some people who really want to control us. And they want to control us by making sure that we don't have the power that they have. And if they see that money is power, then of course we can't have the money that they have, because then they will no longer have the power, and they want to have the power. So much of what we believe has been taught to us because there are other people who want to be in control of us, in control of our lives, in control of our choices, in control of everything. And we've been taught that those are the people in authority and that we must always listen to those in authority, which has never set right with me. I was always one of those said, no, I'm not going to call you sir because you're supposed to be in authority. You know, if you can call me Barbara, then heck, I can call you Joe. You know, there's absolutely no reason why you would be better than me, because we're all equal. And so, you know, there have been a few times when that's caused a few interesting situations in my life. And I recognize that, you know, that was part of my lessons, my life lessons, to see myself as equal to everyone else, to recognize that there is nobody better than me and there is nobody worse than me. We are all equal. We all have the same opportunities. We all have the same connections to source. It's the same for each and every one of us. What we choose to do with those connections, with those opportunities, that's our choice. But that choice does not make me better than you or you better than me or any of that. So it's recognizing who I am and who you are, and that there's really no need ever for us to be in competition. I can't compare myself to you because you're you, and that's it. You can't compare yourself to me because, hey, I'm me, and you're not me. So there's no reason why you should be comparing yourself or I should be comparing myself, because we weren't meant to be identical. We're just equal. And those are two different things. The diversity is part of what makes life so interesting. If everybody was identical, then what would be the point of anything? That would just be so incredibly dull and boring. But everybody is equal. That's one of the things that a lot of people in general, but particularly spiritual people, may have difficulties with. Because, you know, you're taught that if you are this wonderfully spiritual person, then of course you are open, you are giving, and if you see someone with less, then of course you give to them because that's what spiritual people do. And so coming to the reality that a lot of the times when I would give to someone because I would see them as needing something, I was actually seeing them as less. I was actually looking down on them, not intentionally, you know, and not in, you know, my nose up in the air kind of way or anything like that. But still, when you are seeing someone as needing your help, then you are actually looking down on them. You are not seeing them as equal to you. You are seeing yourself as kind of superior, and sometimes you have a sort of smug self-righteousness about yourself when you do that. And that was true for me I would see that. I can see that now. At the time, I didn't see it. At the time, I thought, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what a good person does, and it's what I had been taught. And the people who taught me thought was what a good person did. But I realize now that that's not necessarily where we're coming from. That when we are looking at someone and saying, oh, they need my help, we are actually coming from ego, which says if you help them, that will make you look better. That's not love. That's kind of that control thing going on. So by looking within, you can start to see the truth about what you believe, about whether or not you are doing things from love, from an open heart, or if it's actually coming from ego that's saying, okay, if you do this, it's going to make me look good. And if you are one of those people that really gets irritated when you are around someone who's in one of those self-righteous modes, pay attention, because that's showing you that you have that belief about yourself. And you may want to check that out so you can let it go. Because the only reason why anything ever irritates you is because you have that belief in you. And if you didn't have it in you, you wouldn't notice it anyplace else. And that's true. And that's one of those opportunities we have to change our lives, to change our beliefs, to open up to the freedom to truly be who we are. So you're never stuck. Never. Even if you believe you are. You actually aren't. So getting to know yourself is the key to changing your life. Finding a way that allows you to release those beliefs that you see do not serve your highest good. It makes a big difference in what you experience and what you create and what you live every moment. We are not required to suffer. Not ever, not even for one moment, are we required to suffer. We are not required to struggle. It can be a learning tool for us, but it's not a requirement. You learn in a variety of ways. Some people learn from looking at other people, and they don't have to go through what those people went through in order to learn the lessons that those people are presenting by being who they are. It's that reflection thing. Everybody is reflecting. Everybody you meet is reflecting something that you believe about you. Start noticing. Notice what kind of people you attract into your life. Notice that if everybody you attract into your life is this poor, pitiful, got their hand out kind of person, then that's in you too. There's a part of you that believes that's true for you. And if you let go of that belief, then you're not going to attract those kinds of people anymore. You won't need to. You can start attracting the people who are self-confident, who are prosperous, who are loving, sure of themselves. Because that is who you will be. You always attract what you are. So if it keeps happening over and over and over and over, start paying attention. Start looking at what it is you're thinking, what it is you're believing. Start making choices about what it is you really want to create. We have all of these opportunities in our lives, and we don't embrace them. And we don't embrace them because we don't think that we know how, or we're afraid, or whatever kind of things you've been taught. and you can change those thoughts, those beliefs. And you can forgive. And forgiving is a wonderful, wonderful way of making big changes in your life. And so again, this wonderful book that I was talking about tells you the process for forgiving that now I'm supposed to give to you. So it says forgiveness. Imagine the person you are now ready to forgive. Remember you are doing the process more for yourself than for someone else. As when you forgive, you are forgiving or letting go of a destructive emotion. This does not mean that you condone any harmful words or actions from this person. You are just letting go of the pain or discomfort you are carrying that was caused by this person. Say, divine healing intelligence, I call on the blue-white flame of forgiveness to help me to let go of all harmful ties between me and insert the names of the people or the experience. Please release all the resentment, anger, hurt, and distrust between us. Dear, and say the name of the person or situation, I forgive you and state the source of your hurt or anger. If appropriate, you can say, I ask you to forgive me. I ask that all harmful energies be dissolved by the blue-white flame of forgiveness, purifying our hearts and minds, freeing us wholly. Please fill us with divine love and compassion. Thank you. And repeat the word clear several times. And focus on your heart and soul. Imagine that all resentment is releasing from them. Allow the blue-white flame to dissolve all harmful ties between you and to purify your heart and soul. When the density has released, focus on filling your heart with divine love and compassion. And you may need to do this process several times in order to experience complete forgiveness. But it's worth it, because when you forgive, you are bringing yourself freedom. When you forgive, you are improving your own life. When you forgive, you are opening yourself up to love. So it really is about you. It is about changing your life, changing your experiences, your creation. And it's a wonderful way of doing that. And it just feels good. When you think about it, what feels good for you? Does it feel better for you to go around being all mad all the time? Or does it feel better when you go around and you're happy? And which one do you prefer? If you prefer being happy, then forgiveness is a wonderful step to that happiness. And you don't have to hang on to all that crap. Means that you can open up and let go. That you can be more. You can experience more. You can love more. All those negative beliefs just bring the strength and restrictions into our lives. We don't need that. So let it go. Allow yourself to live freely, to live lovingly, to have the things that you truly desire. There was a time when I would say, you know, to have the things that you truly desire, and these little voices in my head, you know, those little voices that we all have, those ego voices, you know, would go back to the lessons that I was taught by different people about why you can't have that, or, oh my gosh, that would just be greedy for you to even think that you could have that. And it's so nice not to have those little voices piping in, because I realized that they weren't telling me the truth. They were just things that I had been taught. And just because I was taught something does not mean that it's actually valid in my life. And it does not mean that I need to keep it. And it does not mean that I need to pass it on. Most of the time, it means I need to let it go. Because most of what we are taught is actually not true. And there's a part of us that doesn't want to hear that. We actually believe that what we believe is the truth, that is our reality, that is what we are living, so it must be the truth. And that's kind of the function of the brain, to prove that what we believe is true. At least it's true for us. And so when you are dealing with other people and you are looking at their beliefs and you are getting upset and thinking, oh, well, how can they be so stupid to actually believe what they're saying? It's because that's what our brains do. They always show us that what we believe. So if you run across someone, let's say, that has a prejudice against a certain ethnic group, in their mind, that is the truth. That's why if you try to change their mind, it doesn't work. They will defend that belief to the death because they truly believe it. Which is another reason why guidance is always saying, let people deal with their own stuff. You're not here to change them. You're here for you. Because you're the only one you can change. And when you change your belief about someone else, that also gives them an opening. Whether or not they choose to take it is theirs. But it is there. It's like the forgiveness. And when you forgive and you release it and you let go of it, then whatever it was that you used to hang on to doesn't exist for you anymore. And that changes the relationship you have with the other person that it used to exist with as well. And whether or not they choose to incorporate that change in their life is their choice. You're forgiving actually for you. The only one you're forgiving for is actually you. That's wonderful to have a good impact on other people, but that's beyond your control. People accept or don't accept whatever is there. It's not like you can shove it down their throat and they'll say, oh, well, thank you so much for shoving that down my throat. People don't. So when you recognize that you really are making a difference by being who you are, by clearing your own life, by allowing yourself to be free, and that's okay. That's not one of those things, oh my gosh, you're being so selfish. You should be out there doing this and this and this for all of those people. How can you be at home working on you? There's more that you need to be doing. There's not more that you need to be doing. There's no one more important in your life than you are. And if you want to have a wonderful impact on all of those people out there, then have a wonderful impact on yourself. And then you will automatically have a wonderful impact on all those people out there. But it starts with you, with understanding yourself, with recognizing yourself, with letting go of what you need to let go of, so that you can create the life that you really want. Life that your heart cries out for. Your heart is always leading you toward its best. Listen to it. Start paying attention to it. Start knowing what it is that you are actually thinking, what it is that you are actually feeling. Start letting go of those things that you don't want to think and you don't want to feel. Clear that stuff out. And that's just part of the beauty of our existence. Remember, this is all just a game, and we are playing the game. And there are all these different players, and everybody is doing their part. And if you decide, okay, I'm going to be the poor, pitiful person that lives on the street, and everyone who looks at me just says, oh, you poor thing, and that's fine. That's your choice, and you will learn whatever it is that you need to learn by doing that. And if one day you decided you didn't want to do that anymore, then you could change because you have that ability. We each do. But in order to change, you have to recognize what it is you actually think, what it is you actually feel, what it is you actually want to create. You can't expect your life to get better if you never look at yourself, if you never look at what's inside of you. How can your life get better? How would you even recognize that it was getting better if you didn't even know where you were? It's like deciding, okay, I'm going to go for a drive. You get in the car and you start driving, and you're driving, and you're driving, and you're wondering, when am I going to get there? But you have no idea where there is. It doesn't make any sense. People don't generally do that. Although some people do. And I've actually done it. But that was a completely different reason for doing it. Look at what you are doing. Look at whether or not it is actually working for you. Whether it is actually creating your life the way you want your life to be, the way it feels right for your life to be. And if it's not, then look at what you need to change. Okay, apparently my thing in my ear, my Bluetooth thing, stopped working. So I guess that's my clear indication that it might be time to end the show. And actually, it has been an hour, and that's generally the length of the show. Although if anybody in the chat room has a question or if anybody wants to call in, then fine, then we will work with that. Because this really is about you getting what you need, about you learning what you need to learn, about you recognizing the value of you. And that's so hard for us to do sometimes because we really were taught that we're not supposed to do that. We really were taught that everything else and everybody else is more important than we are. We really were taught that we have to sacrifice everything that we have in order to prove that we are good enough to actually live, to actually be loved. And that's not true. You are loved exactly as you are. You were born in love. You will always be in love. You are filled with love. There is no ending to love. It's your choice what you want to believe. So please, look at your life. Look at what it is you are experiencing. Learn the lessons that you need to learn so that you can move forward. Let go of the past because it's past. It's over. It's done. And become aware of what you are creating. And every time I think about that, I think about that ceiling fan and how when I tapped on myself, it stopped making noise. And even now, while I'm sitting here talking to you, because I'm in the room with that ceiling fan, when I think about that ceiling fan, it seems to make more noise. So apparently I didn't completely let go of the whole idea that it's okay for that ceiling fan to be totally quiet. Because when I'm not thinking about it, it does get quiet. And our lives are like that. Go of something or we think we've let go of it and it keeps coming up. And it keeps coming up because there's still something in there that we haven't let go of. And so just take a little more time to do a little more letting go. And eventually, you won't even remember what it was that you were letting go of. And that's a really good indication that you truly have let it go. Life is a grand adventure. Allow yours to be filled with wonder and joy and abundance and intrigue. And dump the suffering, the sacrifice, the stress, the anger, the doubt, the fear. Dump all that stuff. Switch over to the happy side. Move more and more into the light. Again, it's a choice. and you get to choose whatever it is you want in your life. Beauty of life. So don't be afraid to make your own choices. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Don't be afraid to release so that you can create something new. Don't be afraid of living your life. A lot of people just tend to stand on the sidelines and watch. And watch as life goes by, waiting for something good, thinking, okay, eventually something really good is going to come for me. How is it supposed to come for you when you're standing on the sidelines? You're not even in the flow of life. Stop waiting for life to happen. Get in there and start living it. Start creating your life and what you really want to experience. It really is a beautiful, wondrous experience. And you really can have so much more than you ever believed was possible. But you have to be willing. You have to be willing to live. You have to be willing to step in there, to take chances, to actually do the things that you want to do, to be the person that you were meant to be. And it's your choice. So unless anyone in the queue raises their hand or someone in the chat room has a question, I'm going to end the show. But just remember that it's always up to you. And there is so much there for you, so much there for you in life, so much there for you in every situation. Be who you truly are. Respect and honor yourself. Know what you believe and let go of what doesn't work for you. And your life will be so much better, so much more. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will be back on Tuesday. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.